You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
The best and the brightest.
Opportunities.
The next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
A new kind of horsepower for Detroit and its kids. Not cars, but horses. That's the dream of our latest contributor to The Next Idea. David Silver is a former Detroit elementary school teacher. He's the founder of Detroit Horsepower. The goal of this group, to teach urban kids to care for and ride horses, and that in turn teaches them critical skills they need to succeed. David Silver, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thank you so much for having me.
You grew up in Westchester County, New York, and through your teens became quite a competitive rider. Give us some examples of the kind of life lessons that you now realize you learned by being so closely involved with horses and working with them.
Horses develop a tremendous amount of confidence, you know, when you're up there controlling a 1,000-pound animal that has a mind of its own. You really have to believe in yourself, can't second-guess your abilities, rely on, you know, people who are helping you, your trainers, your coaches, and others around you. The perseverance to not give up when things get hard, the empathy and care for others. There are so many valuable life lessons that I don't actually think I truly appreciated until I took a step back and focused more on the education world and giving back to others.
You do describe that in your essay for The Next Idea, that you did through college kind of take that step back and then came to Detroit doing Teach for America. And then after that, you founded Detroit Horsepower. So why did you decide I need to step away from the classroom and pour my efforts into Detroit Horsepower?
Yeah, there were multiple factors there. First, after 2 years of teaching, I think I realized, you know, my skill set was not best suited to make an impact through the classroom, that there were other ways that I could use my skills and experiences to lift up others. In that space that I had, I was reflecting on the powerful ways horses have shaped who I am today. And I was learning more about the role of social, emotional factors, you know, confidence, responsibility, compassion, perseverance, and more that shapes academic and career success. So realizing that horses had developed a lot of those same characteristics in myself, and that horses are not accessible for kids in the city, became a really compelling motivation to step outside the classroom and try and wrap our kids in more layers of support that can contribute to their long-term success.
And you've launched this, and you've got Detroit Horsepower Incorporated as a 501c3, so this is coming together. And what is the structure now, David? Is it summer camps?
That's right. So we offer day camps. We recruit students through community partnerships, so schools and nonprofits in the city that identify students who would benefit the most from this unique kind of enrichment. And we bring them out for week-long programs. Monday to Friday, we teach riding. We teach horse care. We bring guest speakers to talk about different equine professions. And like we said earlier, you know, the goal is to broaden our kids' horizons for what's possible when they dedicate themselves to something they're passionate about, and to promote that kind of personal growth that will stay with kids for the rest of their lives. Ultimately, you know, this is our pilot stage, bringing kids from the city to partnering horse barns outside Detroit. And we're so grateful for those host facilities who have generously made their space and their horses available to us. But we do see our biggest impact in locating a new urban riding center in the city of Detroit and combining this powerful youth development opportunity with large-scale vacant land transformation.
Let's talk about this really big goal that you have. You looked around and you see vacant land in Detroit. You have kids in Detroit that you want to get on those horses, but right now you're having to take them outside of the city. Talk about this center you hope to have happen in Detroit.
It's certainly an ambitious goal, but I think there's the consensus building around the role of alternative kinds of development to support Detroit's neighborhoods, which are still struggling with so many factors, vacant land being one of them. So we are looking for the right fit of available open space, ideally 15 to 20 acres that does not have contaminated soil, and that's located in a community that wants horses to be part of the neighborhood's future, because obviously this won't work if residents don't want horses in their neighborhood. We have identified about 6 sites that we're highly interested in and are working with city government as they are moving closer to passing a new urban livestock ordinance that will give us the legal pathways to be approved and contribute to a stronger future for Detroit.
I like the way in your essay, David, you spent some time talking about the barriers of privilege that traditionally have pretty much limited access to horses to society's wealthiest people. And this is something you want to change.
Absolutely. I think growing up in affluent, mostly white suburb of New York City and having equestrian experiences that were even more skewed to a narrow band of society, I think there is a real challenge of equity and inclusion. We talked about the amazing benefits that horses can offer, but those are reserved to the most elite in our society, especially at a high level. You know, horses are expensive animals and take a lot of time and care, but finding ways to build a unique riding center in the city with a social enterprise model that brings in earned revenue to reduce our dependence on philanthropy can create a really unique situation that brings together people from very different backgrounds, more affluent equestrian folks and longtime Detroiters who are just learning about horses, and bringing them together in a shared space around a common passion for these incredible animals.
Well, you've mentioned one step to making this reality, and that's to get City Hall to support changes in the, or, you know, the livestock ordinance and pass this new urban livestock ordinance. So that would open the door legally to keeping horses and working with the communities to identify who wants us. What about the money?
We are preparing for a capital campaign that will draw from private donors, the wonderful foundations that support our city, and corporate philanthropy as well. You know, we are a relatively new organization, and these pilot programs are really important to build a track record of demonstrated interest and impact. So the 18 kids we worked with in 2015 and now the 80 kids that are going through our programs this summer, 2016, are huge steps along that path to building a broad coalition that's passionate about seeing horses contribute to Detroit's future.
What story of these youngsters that you're working with through Detroit Horsepower, is there a story that to you just really symbolizes or exemplifies what it is you're hoping to do with this group?
When we're in camp sessions, our kids always love the riding, and that was always really important to me when I was growing up. But I think some of our most powerful moments come in sort of the more relaxed moments, or what we call unmounted skills, activities that we're working on with horses when we're not riding. The story that comes to mind is a girl in actually one of our very first program last year who was working on hand walking. So we have this really large 1,000-pound animal and a girl who's 11 years old and not very tall, trying to control and have the horse start walking when she wants him to start, stop when she wants him to stop and turn, etc. And she was struggling and working with myself and one of our other volunteers. And that light bulb moment when she got the horse to stop, when she wanted, walk on, turn, and stop again, she had the biggest smile on her face. And I was overcome as well. I was so excited for, you know, this huge progress she was making. And the words that came out of my mouth were, "Did you know you were that strong?" And she kind of paused and she thought for a second and she said, "No, I didn't know I was that strong." And I remember that because that really became a theme for that week. And obviously we're not really talking about physical strength. We're talking about strength of spirit and strength of conviction. And those are powerful lessons and growth that our kids carry with them well beyond the camps we're doing at this point.
You can learn more about David Silver's work by going to the website, DetroitHorsepower.org. There are some great photos. You've got to click on the photos and see the faces of these youngsters as they're riding and caring for the horses. You can also follow Detroit Horsepower on Facebook. And David's essay can be found on the Next Idea page at MichiganRadio.org. David Silver, thank you so much for sharing your vision with us on the Next.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.